Researchers say they do what they do for many reasons. Some want to cure diseases, others want to build things that make life easier or a community safer. And most of it starts with curiosity. Dr. Leslie Tolber is the Senior Vice President for Research at the University of Arizona. She says there is exciting research happening on and off campus.
Today's event is a big deal for the university. Once a year, we celebrate innovation in a way that makes it visible not only to the community inside the university, but also to the community outside the university.
Tolber says each year the event brings together business leaders, engineers, and scientists from the private sector with U of A students, faculty, and staff.
All celebrating the excitement that surrounds making new discoveries, taking those new discoveries to the next level, which might mean bringing them into the clinic if it's something that can affect human health, building a company around them, or licensing the new ideas.
She says the idea is to connect investors with local researchers.
Right now, there are people standing behind us in this room who are meeting each other for the first time, perhaps, in some cases, or meeting each other again, but over new ideas that they hadn't realized each other had.
The leading edge researchers recognized this year include Eric Betterton, Leslie Ganatalaka, Larry Head, James Sugarling, and Sharon Megdal. Tolbert, Vice President of Research, says,
"This kind of innovation is possible in all these different areas. It isn't just science and engineering majors who do this kind of work. It's people all across the university. In the past, we've celebrated people in the arts, people doing exciting things in digital arts, for instance. So the breadth of disciplines represented in the room is reflective of the breadth of areas in the university in which this sort of innovation is going on every single day."
The panel of researchers talks about each of their projects, the important role that students play, and the future of innovative research. Sugarling is building diagnostic equipment to create better treatment for people with eye diseases. Betterton is exploring atmospheric pollution associated with mining and dust.
And fittingly, today, the National Weather Service issued a dust advisory.
Betterton jokes after receiving his award. Head is an associate professor and leads the Systems and Industrial Engineering Department at the U of A. His research focuses on how traffic lights respond to emergency vehicles and other traffic. Part of his funding comes from the local and national levels of the Department of Transportation. But researchers say funding has changed, and now they face more difficulties getting money after a decrease in federal funding. Ganatalaka's work is identifying arid plant resources to develop natural-based pharmaceuticals. He says in order to get funding for his project, it's about attracting external agencies and private investors. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.